Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
Hi, it's Jonathan Mosen back with you once again, celebrating the arrival of a very significant update to tvOS, the software that powers Apple TV fourth generation. Some very good meaty features in this release. Another one is the ability to group apps into folders. I have gone a bit app crazy with my Apple TV, and with the exception of games where I haven't had too much luck yet, I found that a lot of apps are very accessible. I have found a couple of instances where apps that I really wanted to use on iOS that were not accessible work very well on tvOS. I suppose the reverse can sometimes be true as well, so you just have to try your luck, I think, and see what you get. So I've got a few apps, and I want to group them into some semblance of order. I am a real neat freak on my iPhone, and I do like to group all my apps into nice, neat little folders that make logical sense. So I've got a lot of apps on my iPhone, and screen one of my iPhone is apps that I use on a daily basis, sometimes more than once a day. They're the kind of essentials. And then on page two, I have a whole group of folders with other apps grouped into categories like news and sports and games and things that make logical sense to me. You can do a similar thing with the Apple TV, and I've got my remote in my hand, and we're going to make a folder. I'm going to flick through.
Podcasts. Row 1. Column 5.
I'll flick down.
Twit. TV. TV streams. Settings. Computers. Search. Mashable. Row 3. Column 1.
In the little exploring that I've done here, I've found two apps that have a similar theme. You know, it's kind of like the opposite of Sesame Street's one of these things is not like the other. Let's all just burst into song, shall we? Maybe not. All right, so the two apps that are similar, I think, are Mashable and the Twit TV. Why? Because they're both technology-related news. So what if I wanted to create a tech news folder? I'm on Mashable now, and I'm going to press and hold the touch surface. So you press down on it, but you don't let go until you get some sort of feedback from VoiceOver.
Started moving. Mashable. Press play for options.
It said started moving, and you may be thinking, what is this? It doesn't sound like we're creating folders, but the key is in the hint where it says press play for options. I'm going to do that.
Delete. Button.
If you don't want this app anymore, you can delete it.
New folder. Button.
This is a new feature. New folder. I actually haven't set up any folders because I've got a fresh install of tvOS. So if I did have other folders, they would be available in this menu too. But this is the first folder that I've set up. I'm going to press down on the touch surface to choose new folder.
Finished moving. Opening news folder. News. Mashable. Row 1. Column 1.
Now it has created a folder and it's called it News. I understand why. Because it's kind of a news app, but I want to be more specific. I'm going to flick up on the touch surface.
Keyboard. Cap A. Alpha.
I've got the keyboard here, and I can use all of the methods that are now available to me with tvOS 9.2. I can dictate. I can use the remote app. I can use the touch surface if I really have to. And I've got my Bluetooth keyboard here, my handy-dandy Bluetooth keyboard that now works again with tvOS 9.2. And I'm going to use that to type in tech news.
Cap T-E-C-H space N-E-W-S.
And I will press return.
News tech news.
Ah, now, what's happened here is that it's now called News Tech News. So what I need to do is hold down the backspace key. And we've deleted everything now. We'll type tech.
C-A space.
News.
S. Tech News.
There we go. And I'll press return.
Mashable. Row 1. Column 1.
And that's in the Tech News folder. Now I'm going to press the escape key, or I could also press the menu key on my remote.
Closing Tech News folder. Tech News folder. One item. Row 3. Column 1.
I'm going to go back up, and I'm picking up my Apple remote to continue this process.
Search. Computers. Setting. TV stream. Twit. TV. Recently updated. Row 2. Column 5.
This is the other app that I think so far belongs in the tech news folder. So now that we've created a folder, it's even simpler. I'll press down on the touch surface until I hear voiceover prompting me.
Started moving. Twit. TV. Recently updated. Press play for options.
I will do that. I'll press the play key.
Delete. Button.
And flick down.
New folder. Button. Move to tech news. Button.
And there it is. Because I have a tech news folder, it's there. Move to tech news. And I will now press down on the touchscreen.
Finished moving.
Now I need to go hunting for the folder, so I'm going to press the home key.
Movies. Row 1. Column 1.
Always a nice way to get to a point of reference, because that's row 1, column 1. And when you're on the home screen, pressing the home key will do that, take you back to the top left of your screen. And now we'll flick down.
Search. Computer. Setting. TV stream. Tech news folder. Two items. Row 2. Column 5.
There it is. So it's where Twit TV used to be. And I will now press down on the touch surface.
Opening tech news folder. Tech news. Mashable. Row 1. Column 1.
Flick to the right.
Twit. TV. Recently updated. Row 1. Column 2.
In my experimentation with this, I've not found any limit yet to the number of apps that you can have in a folder. And it really helps keep things orderly. The Apple TV is probably Apple's least personal device. And that's because it often sits in your living room and you have a whole bunch of people using it. And it may be that if you're in a family situation, you may have a whole bunch of inaccessible apps. What I found when I got the Apple TV 4th generation back in October when it was released, my kids went berserk getting all of these inaccessible games. And that's fine. I'm glad they're happy with it and that they're using it. But now I can have a folder on the Apple TV called Inaccessible Games. And all of the apps that they have can go in this Inaccessible Games folder, and it doesn't clutter up my Apple TV screen. So the ability to create these folders as the App Store becomes busier with more and more apps, and that is happening very quickly now, is a great feature of tvOS 9.2. I hope you enjoy it. If you want to contact me, my Twitter details are Jonathan Mosen on Twitter, all one word, or you can email me at jonathan@mosen.org. Thank you for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.